Ain't it good to...
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with that.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning. Welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com and FloridaSportsStream.com, TanTalk, AM1340.com on this June 10th. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, as I tee it up with John Rieger, PGA of America Golf Pro, and the mayor of Crescent Beach, Florida. John will be on here in just a few moments. We're in the first tee box down here at Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, and I'm looking at the drop where today at 410. It'll be this Red Hot Rays, of course, took care of the Rangers last night, and they'll do battle at 410. Looks like 25,000 strong will be at the drop, and that's just superb to see this time of year. And then, of course, the party gang's here today. We've got Patty Suzette, the cart girl. Hello, young lady.
How you doing? How have you been?
I've been superb for an old man. speaking of gentlemen, right next to you, you got Tom Gribben. We don't say our ages. We've got a lot of wisdom.
Absolutely.
And of course,
some of us have more wisdom than others.
He's the most interesting man in St. Pete. He's an author, an attorney, promoter, you name it. He has done it. And great to have him on. And Kerry McNally, who was on last week, carried the show. You were in Colorado enjoying a little Rocky Mountain High.
Oh, yeah.
You can walk the streets of downtown and get high.
Yeah, you can on every corner.
Yeah, and my I've got two sons out there, and you have one. And I lived there. I remember the first time I went to visit 2019. I said, you know, I'm walking around a little paranoid. I live down on the beach, you know, and it's prevalent. I said, Benny, man, a lot of people smoke pot around here. You can smell it. He goes, Pops, it's legal here. I said, God, I completely forgot. But you're down at the 16th Street Mall, and there's somebody firing one up. It's just, it takes a little adjusting. It's kind of like talking to John Rieger when he's firing up a stogie and he's got an ice pick vodka Bloody Mary in his right hand today, I'm sure, looking out at the Atlantic Ocean. What's going on, brother?
Well, hi, everybody. It's good to be on the air with Tom and Patty and you today. Sounds like we've already got the show off the tracks in the first 30 seconds.
You know, it doesn't take long. They just, Big Ed turns the mic on and I take it off the tracks. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Mike is easily distracted.
That's that ADD, age deficit disorder and attention disorder. So how are you, my man?
Boy, everything's feeling good. You know, what a busy week in the world of golf with the shocker of LIV Golf and the PGA Tour getting together. Oh, we can talk about that a little bit later. Hey, plus, we're going to talk a little bit about our Monday Night Golf League. We've just released the flyer. We just released the website. You can sign up online for our Monday Night Golf League down at Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And all the other things are going on in the world of golf.
Well, today we're actually at the lower nine. We're sitting at the lower nine with a full swing simulator with that creative mustard painting. What would you call that? Just a freelance?
It's a new hazard.
Yeah.
It looks like a Jackson Pollock, honestly.
Well, if does it look like an actual piece of art? Because what it is an obnoxious 14-year-old. About 7 days ago, we had only had the full swing simulators down here at Ferg's up and running for about 5 days. And he took a Frenchies. I'm looking at one of the models. He took a Frenchies, teed a ball up, and it exploded all over the screen.
Oh. I mean, John, this is 10 feet high and 5 feet wide, this mustard mark. Jeez.
Yeah, that's a solid swing there.
I think we may have the condiment open. You know, you can use a ketchup bottle, mayo, and have a little fun with that. But anyway,
John. Well, hopefully something like that will never happen again. If you ever watch that movie, The World According to Garp, with Robin Williams and... he's getting ready to buy a house and a plane crashes into it and he goes, it's perfect. I'll take it. Nothing bad will ever happen to it again. So hopefully that'll be the case of our golf simulator. Nobody will decide to run down the condiment line and start going for ketchup and relish and mayonnaise.
No, they will not. I assure you that. Of course, we're brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka. They are going to be the sponsor of our Thursday night broadcast where we have 2 hours of entertainment. Patty will be here. Tom will be here. And Carrie will be here. We're going to have a contest. I've already got the longest drive contest that first date that we're on the air, and that will be the 6th of July. Yes, the 6th of July will be our first two-hour broadcast. And we've got Oresti Estrada against Toby Hall, and it'll be a long drive contest. Of course, Oresti will be on in our second hour today on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. But that's a good way to start out, John, having a couple of baseball players going at it on our simulator.
Well, that's just fantastic. You know, and for our listeners out there, we not only do golf on those simulators, you can do sports like baseball and football and hockey and other sports, too. So, you can check out it all when you come to Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse. And, yes, you do have the lower nine and the upper nine, I guess, is the best way, or lower course, upper course. That's the best way to describe it, especially when we get into our golf leagues. You know, we're going to bracket the golf league into upper and lower. So looking forward to all that.
Well, it's going to play a little long on the lower nine today because of the heat. Their air conditioning's on. We've got a big power fan, but the custom windows have not arrived yet. So we're going to have to tolerate the heat like we're playing in Arizona, Tom.
Oh, I just got a message from Kerry McNally saying it's too hot to come down.
Oh, too hot. We've got a airplane fan for a fan, and I get an air conditioning.
Problem is with Kerry, he's a TV guy, so you know he's used not to be working in the heat because all that makeup will start running off. So hey, in radio, we're a little bit more organic about things.
Yeah, exactly. So, Patty, what have you been up to lately, young lady?
I actually just got back from Panama City Beach. I did the
Redneck Riviera.
Oh, yeah, it was. And it's just starting to enter into, like, tourist season. So it was insane up there. But I was doing a three-week-long marathon of, like, muraling for two different themed Airbnbs. So it's been very...
Roundtable conversation, John, to talk a little bit about this LIV, you know, from a lawyer's perspective.
I'm not sure what all the details are yet. And there's a lot of conflicting information coming out. Greg Norman is saying one thing and the PGA is saying another thing. I can't wait to see how all this sorts out. They're also talking about compensating the golfers that did not go with LIV. I'm not quite sure how this is all going to work out until I see the details. I don't really want to give any kind of an opinion.
Well, John, your perspective.
Well, yeah, I think Tom's opinion is correct.
We lost John, and we lost our connection somehow. I tell you what, we're gonna take a quick break, and then we will we'll come back and talk about LIV a little bit. I'll share some humorous commentary that came out of some New Yorkers, the New York Post. We'll be back on the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Tampa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Rowdies fans, your Tampa Bay Rowdies are back at Al Lang Stadium in downtown St. Petersburg, Saturday, June 10th at 7:30 p.m. Join us for post-game fireworks after the match and get your tickets now by visiting us at rowdiesoccer.com. Come on, you Rowdies!
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Seems my flame and your heart's done gone out.
Sure of one you find, she's gone and made a change.
Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
Ed, welcome back on the T, Florida. On the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network on this June 10th, I'm Mike Rickard, across from Patty Suzette. She's our cart girl. She's a very talented young lady that was kind enough to get into our world. And, of course, Tom Gribben, the talent extractor out of the marketplace. By Kerry McNally. And we're going to get a handicapper as well.
Oh, yes. We're going to have a gambling handicapper.
All right.
Come aboard.
Well, being involved in LIV is a gamble, John Rager. And, you know, some of the things that I've read in the New York Post have been pretty scathing towards this decision.
Hey, news bulletin. It just came out on ESPN that the golfers who stayed with the PGA are going to get an equity share in the new business. And the people who left will not get an equity share, the LIV golfers.
Really?
Yeah, I just came 30 seconds ago over the line here. The golfers who remained loyal to the PGA Tour, but not those who left for LIV Golf League, will receive equity shares in the new for-profit enterprise being formed by the PGA Tour, DP World Tour, and Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund.
Your position on this whole thing, John?
Well, I guess I heard Rory earlier this week talk about the meritocracy of the PGA Tour. Where for years, the whole basis of the PGA Tour, even when it was founded in 1938, all the way up to today, had to do with meritocracy. You go out, you play the best, you miss the cut, you get nothing, you win, you get all the spoils, you pay all your expenses. And throughout the last 20 years or so, there's been a lot of under-the-table appearance fees for golf tournaments. Well, the LIV Golf kind of busted that out in the open. But it's the most bizarre thing to me because it's the end of the meritocracy of the PGA Tour, because now you're rewarding players just for being out there, and no matter how they play, you're going to give them an equity share. This thing does not make any sense, you know, Tom, especially from a legal standpoint, because you've got the PIF getting involved with the PGA Tour financially. They're forming this new entity. Now they're going to give equity shares out to PGA Tour players, and they're going to punish the very players that the PIF lured away from the PGA Tour. That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
John, I agree. But as I was saying before we went to break there, I haven't seen all the details on this yet. I don't really want to weigh in. It seems funkier and funkier by the day. You know, each side is contemplating something different from this deal. Until I see it down on the, Greg Norman saying one thing, the commissioner saying another thing, and now these new headlines are coming out. I really don't even know what the deal is yet. The comment.
Well, as I sent to you,
we know,
John,
Well, you know, every week, you know, you can read the John Rager report. We put it on all our, on the T social media there, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and try to give you something that you can read and look at. I would suggest our listeners out there, I'm going to post this out there in another couple days or so. It's an article by Michael Rosenberg from Sports Illustrated. He actually interviewed Jimmy Dunn. He's one of the tour policy board members that negotiated this deal directly with Yasser from the PIF. And, you know, he listed some things in there and about what the deal's all about. And after I read the article, I'm still confused about what the deal is about. I think they came out with it's too early. And there's, you know, the Twitterverse out there has tons of rumors out there about what really happened. We can only speculate what happened, but I think that they didn't really have all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, but they agreed in principle to get together, but it was going to leak out pretty quick. Or the other thing I can think of that made this do, I think they were going to have a big jump by another bunch of tour stars. It was rumored that John Rahm might want to go ahead and jump on over because he wasn't, if you listen to his press conferences, he was always not anti-LIV Golf. He was favorable to LIV Golf, and he has a lot of buddies out there playing that. And that could have been a huge blow to the PGA Tour. You would have had another three or four top stars go over. And maybe the PGA Tour realized all this extra money that they had to put into the tour. You know, they don't have any more money to put in. You know, LIV Golf has all the money. So it just doesn't make any sense to me that, okay, who does really control this? Jimmy Dunn, in his article with Michael Rosenberg on SI.com, said that, well, the PGA Tour controls everything. Monahan's in charge. He can disband LIV Golf if he wants. You know, it just goes on and on and on. I'm like, okay, and the PIF, Yasser's, he's the chairman of the board, but the PGA Tour has more members on the board, and they determine the PGA Tour policy board could nix this, you know, could nix this deal, really? And then you also have now everybody wants to kick around in government, you know, and talk about antitrust and look into the PGA Tour. And it's just a big mess. It's very confusing, and I'm not sure what's going to come out of that. I agree with you, Tom. I don't know if there's any sane, rational opinion on it other than just look at the facts. And, there again, it's shocking that just came out on ESPN that players would get an equity share to, I guess, reward them for their loyalty to the PGA Tour while you're screwing the LIV golfers at this point. And the LIV golfers are the ones that where all the money's coming from for the new venture, so they could get an equity share. Makes no sense to me.
It's just totally confusing. And the big loser in all this is Charles Barkley. Because seriously, you know, they're going to figure out how to compensate everything. But when they tried to get Charles at the same time, they tried to get Tiger, and Tiger's fine. But Charles was sympathetic to the fact that this kind of wealth that was offered when it first happened. Charles was sympathetic to the people who jumped. He's going, they're giving you.
Well, he was thinking about jumping,
right? Because it's generational wealth. He says, someone offered me, you know, $100 million. Now they offered him like $200 million, and he didn't go. And he'll be the one guy not compensated.
He's doing just fine for a guy that has a horrible swing. Yeah, some of the, as I mentioned earlier, some of the commentary was PGA Tour threw away its honor for Sawbucks. Commish can't stay. This post is just tearing him up. PGA Tour board member vows to kill Saudis if linked to 9/11. I mean, I'll tell you what. Well, in New York City, of course, it's a very sensitive topic from a 9/11 perspective. And certainly I see where that emotion comes. But
that's a very good point, Mike. I mean, you just made a really good point when one of the headlines is, yeah, Jimmy Dunn said he'd go out and personally kill all the Saudi hijackers from 911. What a crackpot statement that is to make. Yeah, you know, all of a sudden this guy, you know, looked like, okay, he's one negotiating a deal and he says that. You know, it just again makes no sense on this at all when it comes to that.
He didn't kill the hijackers. He said he'd kill the Saudis.
Yeah, he said, don't worry, I'd kill every one of them. Right.
Hey,
there.
You know, there's one other comment that headline you made there, Mike, about Tiger Woods. And you know, hey, Tiger Woods is pretty quiet on this.
On Thursday,
he launched his the TGL, that Monday Night High Tech thing that's going to be played out of Palm Beach, and it kind of ruined the his fanfare because the Serena Williams and her sister bought a team.
Well,
a team for the Tiger Golf League.
Yeah, and you know, the timing of that I wondered about. But you know who I felt really bad about? It was the Canadian Open and the U.S. Open next week. I mean, the timing was not good.
Yeah, it's a shame that that overshadows the Canadian Open. And if you take a look, last year is when the LIV golfers left and they got banned from the tour. That was the news during the Canadian Open. Now it's this year's Canadian Open is overshadowed by it. Hey, there's a leader of it, Carl Juan, and I don't know if anybody even heard of this guy, but when you Google this guy, he's got the craziest golf finish you've ever seen. Every time he hits a golf shot, he looks like he's about ready to trip and fall down. It's unbelievable. If you just Google Carl, his last name's Y-U-A-N, and he's leading at 9 under par. You know, he actually had a stellar year on the Korn Ferry Tour last year, so he's a legit golfer, but he appears in so many humorous TikTok videos. Swinging a golf club, and you just get it looks like he's literally getting ready to fall down and spin out every time he swings a golf club.
Well, I've seen quite a few of those since we put the full swing golf simulator in. We haven't been charging lately. I tell you what, Patty, you would have a ball. We got to get you up there to try it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But I have seen, you know, my office is right there.
How bad I am.
I have a screen on my desk where I can see people taking these shots, and it's pathetic. And
you need to take some videos.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, we should take some videos of this.
I can archive it all. I'll have to have them sign a disclaimer. Hey, Jake, come on, sit down with the gang. Jake Pickett's in the house, this young man. We'll be talking to him here briefly. And add a little youth to this duo, and then, you know, the old guys, we'll carry you. And anyway, I've seen some swings that were horrific, John. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, you want to talk about our Monday night golf leg?
Yeah, let's talk about that. But let me finish that the ice pick leaderboards on the seniors tour. This is great to see. He's been on the booth a long time. Justin Leonard is leading at 10 under in Wisconsin at the American Family Championship, and the host, the favorite, three back, Steve Stricker. But Justin Leonard, you know, you always wonder if they're going to make that conversion back to being competitive, and he's proven it right now, and that's great to see. But let's dive into the important thing, as we are from the 19th hole clubhouse studios, brought to you by Ice Pick, and that is our Monday Night League that John Rager's putting together.
High atop Ferg's.
Hey, let's talk about that. In fact, I was thinking before we jump into the league, we're going to have to teach Patty how to play golf. We're going to call it the Patty Zuzette Project, and each one of us are going to try to help her be a better golfer. Get out there and enjoy just about everybody.
I'm all about it. I mean, honestly, you should definitely film it, though, because it's going to be a very, very long learning.
You're the best cart girl in the entire state of Florida. However, I think we should Patty the putter. We're going to make her the putter that everybody wants. When they get on, you know, in regulation, Patty goes first. She can knock this down for us. Right.
Hey, I think Patty's swing so far from the secret videos that you filmed of her swinging on the golf simulator, her swing is definitely a work of art.
Well, yeah. Okay,
that was a bold-faced lie, but I love you for it.
So let's talk about Monday
night. We're missing Carrie, our comedian, this week, so the jokes are pretty bad. But let's talk about the Monday Night Full Swing Golf Simulator League. Full Swing is our golf simulator that is endorsed by Tiger Woods. We've got two simulators in the first 19th hole clubhouse, an upper and lower one. So we're going to start on July 10th. We're going to do a 6-week league. We're going to have 6-person teams. Each week you have 3 2-on-2 matches. We're going to do it Monday nights from 7 to 9, starting on July 10th, and it runs through August 14th. So it's a 6-week league, and it's just $99 per player. Includes all your league fees, your playing fees, and prizes. Plus, you're going to enjoy some Ferg's food and beverage specials. So here's how you sign up. No paperwork. All you got to do is you go to onthetfloridagolf.com. That's our website, onthetfloridagolf.com. You can go there right now. You can put in your information. You can click the button. You can pay, and you're in. We're only going to allow 24 players into this league at the first one. It's summertime. It's our first one that we're launching there, so it's going to be a small, exclusive group of people. So $99. onthetfloridagolf.com. You go there for a Monday night full swing golf simulator league. So it's two people playing another two people, three squads on each team of six. So 6 weeks there, going to have a good time. We're looking forward to it. Go visit our website, onthetfloridagolf.com, and you'll learn all about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, the enthusiasm for people coming down here when they see these, especially this mustard mural, they're very intrigued by that. And I'll have that screen repaired on Monday, by the way. The technician's coming up, the screen's in-house, and we'll be ready to rock and roll with the upper and the lower. I say 9, but obviously it's 18. And what'd you say? It takes about an hour. If they're playing properly, I believe it's about an hour for 18. I'm looking forward to seeing the movement of the league as far as the time perspective. And I know you got control of that, John.
Well, yeah, you know, and the matches will last. What you'll do is, each match will last about an hour. That's how long it takes. There are going to be about 6 whole matches based on having, 4 people trying to play each other, in an hour's time. So we're looking forward to that. We think it's going to be a wonderful time for everybody. Get that off to work. It's hot as Hades out there in the summertime in St. Petersburg. So as you can testify right now, sitting on the lower deck there. But I can also tell our listeners out there, if you're going to Ferg's or if you go visit that website and you're interested in league, go ahead and also sign up for our free e-membership. We have a free e-membership out there. And you can become a free virtual member of Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse on the tee, Florida. And you're going to get in a drawing. You're going to win Ray's tickets and Rowdy's tickets and all kinds of nice prizes.
Ray's, Rowdy's, and I've got.
Say again how to get the free memberships. Everybody will know.
Good job.
Well, you just go to onthetfloridagolf.com. You just sign up right there. So while you're signing up for the league, sign up for that. And it's free to all of everybody out there. We've probably got a couple hundred members already, and it's going to be a group of people that we're going to communicate with regularly with a nice newsletter with free tips and a Patty Suzette special golf cocktail recipe and maybe a joke from Carrie and some wit and wisdom from Tom.
Remember, Ice Pick Vodka has got to be at the forefront of your creations, Miss.
Hold on. Excuse me. Bye-bye, Birdie. Ice Pick Vodka, Saint Germain Elderflower Liqueur, Simple Syrup, Fresh Mint. Of course it's front.
Wow. Bye-bye, Birdie. I like that.
Thank you.
How do you like On the Tee? T-E-A? Kind of like a John Daly, but then ginger ale. And I've been testing it down on the beach.
Have you been?
Too much. And it's got a nice flavor to it. So you got lemonade, unsweetened iced tea, Ice Pick, of course. A double normally, and then of course a little ginger ale. You like that, Tom?
I'll try it.
Bye, bye, Bert.